Okay. Let's start us off, Chair.
It is 4 p.m. on April 18th. I'm going to call, I'd like to call this meeting to order on the April 18th Stormwater Utility Commission. Roll call. Can I please have a roll call for the commissioners?
Commissioner Hawkinson?
Here.
Vice Chair Mattson?
Present.
Chair Crocker?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
Let's move on to the next item. This is the call to the audience. Have we received any blue cards or any indications?
No, sir.
Okay. The audience is here. Fine. So, we have no request to speak, so let's move on. The next item is, or let's move on to the council liaison comments.
Two significant things happened last night. One of them was we voted to reestablish the shade structure at the farmer's market, which will be really nice. And the second thing was we voted to withdraw from Visit Tucson, which is, we've been giving them about $500,000 for our membership. And if you run the math, we come close to getting that much back from it in the two hotels, taxes, and so forth. But we're going to try it on our own for a while. So. Okay.
Well, thank you, Councilmember Green.
Always a pleasure.
The next item is the director's report. I'd like to now turn it over to John Spiker, the Stormwater Utility Manager, for the director's report.
Thank you, Chair Crocker and Commissioners. I've got a handful of things here to make mention of. Let's start off with what's happening this Saturday. Pima County will be holding their Senior Resource Fair over at Steampunk Ranch, which sounds like Council has just approved a nice big shade structure to replace the one that got knocked down last year. So that's happening Saturday, April 20th. Pima County Flood Control District will be partnering up with the Stormwater Utility here at Oro Valley to do some outreach to seniors on flood mitigation and flood insurance. So that's going off from 8 in the morning till 12 in the afternoon. So if you happen to be out at the farmer's market or steam pump or along the loop there, please stop by and say hello. Next up, the town, along with our partners over at Pima County Flood Control, we are gearing up for some pre-monsoon maintenance activities. The first one's over at the Mutterer-Rooney Push-Wash Confluence, which is at Greenock Drive and Oracle Road. We'll be doing some sediment and vegetation removal in those channels to restore the capacity, essentially. Make sure the waters can flow into the CDO effectively. So that should be starting up in the next couple of weeks. The second project is some bank repair and handrail repair on what we call gravel pit wash, which is just on the east side of Riverfront Park, south of Lambert Lane there. That is a channel that takes waters from the Highlands Mobile Home Park and up above and routes them underneath Lambert Lane and then ultimately into the CDO. So we're going to head out there and fix some shotcrete panels and some handrail and clean that area up. So we've also got the 50th anniversary for the town of Oro Valley is happening this year, actually this month. Several celebrations have been going off. We had a parade a couple of weekends ago. Last weekend we had a celebration event at James Creek Park. Celebration event that's upcoming is the planting of 50 trees, which is a public event happening on Saturday, April 27th. So the Parks Department's asking folks to roll up their sleeves and take part in the event, which will be held at four different parks here in town. And if folks want more information, you can visit 50 Trees for 50 Years. Go look for that event page on the Oro Valley website. Lastly, we've still got some Stormwater Commission vacancies. We did interview for a candidate yesterday, but we still have a need for folks to participate and serve the town, helping us keep our stormwater runoff clean and trying to keep our residents as safe as practicable from flooding. So I encourage folks to check out the website. You can go search for Oro Valley Boards and Commissions and find out more information or fill out an application for us. Chair Crocker, that is my report.
Thank you. Are we going to talk about our decision or do we have to wait till that's approved?
I will make mention of it for clarifications purposes. The interview committee did make a recommendation for the candidate to get approved. That will be making its way to the Oro Valley Town Council. I believe it's the May 8th meeting, Dr. Green.
Right.
So we should, by the next meeting for the Stormwater Commission, have a new commissioner present. Thank you.
And we're very pleased with that.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, let's move on to agenda item number one, the review and approval of the February 15th, 2024 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you've all received a copy of the minutes. Is there anyone who wishes to make a comment? Please raise your hand and speak. No changes? Everyone's happy with the minutes? Okay. So, let me, okay. All right. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please? Commissioner Mattson, thank you.
Second.
Commissioner
Hawkinson.
Hawkinson. I can't. He's rich. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? None. Thank you. Let's move on to agenda item two, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Crocker. Attached as part of your packet, you see the previous and upcoming activities and events that are going off. I just mentioned a few of the Oro Valley celebrations here. So I do want to highlight those a little bit. Again, April 13th, the Oro Valley utility, stormwater utility staff was out at James Creek Park doing some outreach. Not just in a celebration of the town turning 50, that is a pretty exciting thing, but as part of our stormwater management plan, which we'll be talking about shortly, we are required to do outreach a few times every year. We took this opportunity to promote against stormwater quality runoff and our floodplain management activities. Monsoon season's not that far away, so every chance we get to be in front of people, we want to make mention of that. Similarly, coming up, looks like I didn't even put that for April 20th here, but nonetheless, stormwater staff will be out at Steam Pump Ranch doing that very same thing, making sure we're getting out the word in regard to being flood safe and being prepared for this upcoming monsoon season.
Is that just at the standard market there on Saturday?
It is. It's in the grassy area at Steam Pump Ranch, not directly in the farmer's market.
Okay.
The shade structure is not really there anymore, but okay. We'll be in the grassy area by the bunkhouse, if you will. So take a peek for us over there. One other interesting thing, attending some of these Pima County Flood Control District Advisory meetings, the county is gearing up for a climate action plan. Really what they're trying to do at the Flood Control District is forecast how much rainfall will be hitting the Pima County region in the future. That's a dicey prospect, but they're really going through this motion of going to all these public meetings, meeting with the SABA, the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, meeting with consultants, meeting with developers, meeting with other agency folks to kind of gauge what's our feeling about these future rainfall models. Is there any merit to looking at them? As we do know, we've seen more extreme weather patterns happening. So that should lead us to tell us, hey, what we've seen in the past probably isn't going to happen in the future. How do we get ahead of the curve so we're not flooding structures out and we're not overwhelming our drainage systems? So they've been doing a series of these meetings, probably now for about a year, and pushing out some models and some theories as to where they think things are going. So we're certainly paying attention. They're the big brother in the region. We typically like to follow what they're doing, but it needs to make sense for Oro Valley. So nonetheless, it's being discussed, and that's a fabulous thing, but there may be changes to the way we generate our runoff curves and our hydrology, essentially. So we will certainly keep you guys abreast, but those are some neat things that are happening in and around the region. Are there any questions about some of these activities in these meetings?
No. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Spiker. Let's move on to agenda item three, discussion of the 2023-2024 Town of Oro Valley MS4 Compliance Schedule, third quarter report. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you yet again, Chair Crocker. Again, we've seen this report many, many times, but this is something we're required to do. Again, it's part of the Oro Valley Stormwater Management Plan, which is a part of the MS4 permit we received from the state of Arizona. So within that, obviously, we've got all these minimum control measures here that we see on the screen. I'll read them out for those that can't. Public education and outreach. I've just been banging on that now for 10 minutes. Public participation and involvement. That's what we're actually doing in these meetings here, giving the public an opportunity to interact with us and hear from us. Number three, illicit discharge detection and elimination. We're going out to find leaks or spills or dump sites or prevent it from even happening through education and outreach. Four is construction site runoff. Construction sites can be really dirty, so our inspectors are out there making sure the contractors are using proper receptacles, they're dumping their materials properly and effectively, and not making a mess or disturbing our wash system. Post-construction runoff, once those folks leave, we want to make sure it's left in a good state so that we're not asking the owners that take over to go rebuild the site or restabilize the dirt out there. And lastly, pollution prevention, good housekeeping for municipal operations. This is really, most people have an idea of what good housekeeping is. Let's please throw your trash in the trash receptacles. Let's make sure we're maintaining our vegetation properly. We're just not impacting our neighbors in essence. So we've got to do a lot of education, outreach, and inspections toward those. So with that, let's take a look at the third quarter report. Again, nothing uber exciting in here. Lots of inspections happening, lots of drainage reviews happening. Urena had helped us, some of you that may have received a hard copy water bill or water statement should have seen a flyer stuffed in there, and it talks about some generalities from the stormwater utility, what we're here to do, why we exist, some of the general MCMs that we go through, basically offering the public an opportunity to hear from us, why they're paying $4.50 a month and what it goes towards. So we did knock out a few of those boxes this particular quarter, and we certainly are on track to complete everything by, I believe, the end of June is the end of our reporting year. With that, are there any questions from any of the commissioners that I might be able to respond to?
We have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Let's move on to agenda item 4, the presentation and discussion of the Oro Valley Stormwater Utility Fee Analysis Review. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Crocker. That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yes.
So as part of our ongoing rate analysis discussion that, shoot, guys, we've been talking about this now for 2 years. It's been going on for quite a while here. Some of these things have been presented before, so none of these should really look new to y'all. But we are in the midst of a budget cycle right now through the town manager's office and ultimately the town council. Public Works and the Stormwater Utility, who's a part of Public Works, has submitted our fiscal year 24-25 request to the town manager's office. So I'm going to bring that up at some point, and we'll roll through that. Currently, the town manager we have presented to them. We really haven't received too much feedback at this point, but the town manager's office is still massaging that request from all departments before making the pitch up to the council. I will tell you, public meetings are scheduled for the early part of May for the town staff to present to council, and then they should be making their decision sometime in June would be my hunch. One of the two meetings in June would be my guess that they'll approve the budget.
They'll do the tentative in May and then do the
final approval in June. So that's kind of the time frame, which will lead us into that rate adjustment schedule. So we'll take a peek at that, as well as talking about some proposed future projects. I feel if we're going to ask for a rate adjustment, we've really got to show the public why. And I'm going to let Commissioner Mattson speak on this a little bit as well. It should be no secret to anybody, costs are on the rise. But in addition to just cost increases in general, what else does the stormwater utility have in mind? What do we want to spend our money on? Why do we need to bring money in? So these are all parts of the puzzle that we really have to be firm and solid on before we even make a recommendation to the town council. But nonetheless, I think I would like to start with the schedule, because that's probably the easiest, and then we'll back into the budget request and then go forward into future projects. That seems to make sense. And please, at any time, you guys interrupt me, stop me, and let's have a discussion on this thing. So here we're looking at a draft. Obviously, we're not asking for any approvals here, but after speaking with the town manager's office, we believe this is a realistic schedule for a proposed rate increase or decrease. You can always go backward, too, if we really want. I don't think anybody would agree to that, but nonetheless, this would work either way. So for the sake of these folks to be able to see, I'll step over here. So I started back in last November. That's when we made our last recommendation up to council. We said status quo, but we had some earnest conversations about needing more money in the future. And we'll see that in the budget. We've seen it before. In the next 3 years or so, we're going to dip below the reserve threshold that's set by code. So we're going to need to do something if we stick to our current mode of operations, which does include grant fundings coming in and assistance from FEMA County. So we're going to be running out of money at some point. So we'll start with that. Last meeting in February, we presented the fee structure again, so you guys saw how we collect money and where we might be able to tweak certain things. Here we stand in April, we're presenting things again. In May and in June and in July, we've essentially got potentially three meetings to talk about scenarios. Amounts that we might increase the ERUs. Do we spread it over a multitude of years and ask for a little bit every year? Do we look at potentially something different? Last meeting we talked about maybe going after private streets. That kind of got downplayed a bit, but it was an alternative, and there's others like that we might go chase down. So we've essentially got roughly three meetings to kind of hammer some of those things down. As I mentioned last time, the staff still needs to show you guys exactly how much money we think we might need, and that will help us kind of figure out a dollar amount to peg this to. But that's kind of what we're looking at, about three meetings to get it done, four if you include today, many more if you go all the way back 2 years ago. Then in August, we're looking at potentially taking a break, taking that month off. September-ish, I'd like this group to make a recommendation in September. I really want to be around that time frame for saying, yep, we either need money or we can give money back or just keep it the same, but I would like you guys to come up with something by September. Field trip in October, November, I want the whole report done, which obviously will be staff's portion, so that we can then take it to town manager's office and then on to council. I need to have a real report, a real document put together. It needs to look professional, guys. I don't want to come off sloppy and lazy and just, nope, here's our report, chicken scratch, please approve. So once we get a recommendation from you guys, we'll be putting all that together, show the past work that we've done, the future needs going forward. So we intend to put a nice document together. December's off, so we get going for that. January of 25, I mean, we're already fast forwarding to January. We have a potential to submit to the clerk's office and really come up with a resolution for notice of intent. Then we publish the notice of intent in January. We're moving through all those things. March, potential presentation for public hearing, advertise for the public hearing, have the public hearing around May, and we're hoping by July of 2025 to have it instituted. It takes that much time to go through this stuff. We've got to go through all of those steps and all those processes to make sure it's understood by the public and they have a chance to give us feedback. So the important thing here, we're trying to shoot for September to have a recommendation. Are there any questions on that schedule? Yes, Ms. Ramsey.
Not on the schedule, but I wanted to also verbalize to the commission that we have received support and direction from the management that the reason we're bringing this back is for Richard. A lot of you have been with us a long time, and a lot of these projects that we have been placed on hold a long time. I've been now with the town 15 years, and I think some of these projects have been on the list 15 years. So the direction we have been received, and the reason we will be moving forward with a rate increase, is because they want to get them off the table. They want to make the repairs. They want to prioritize the different projects we have on there, because the money's not only short here, but it's short in Pima County. There's limited stuff for what they can do for us. These are very small projects, and if we don't take care of them, they won't get done. And then the erosion will continue. So John will go over the list that he shared with our deputy town manager and our director, and he's going to broaden it, give you guys costs, give you guys descriptions of what these are. But we've got a lot of support with, we need to start taking,
never mind.
That's a little creepy, but that we need to start taking care of our community and our residents and to proceed. So that's why we've started this, and we already do have the support above us to move forward with the rate increase.
Thank you, Amy. That's spot on. And I think the commission's had that mantra for quite a while now. We just know there's a need. And we know not everybody's stepping up to help out. And I'm going to give some air to Gary's. Most of this stuff that I'm showing on the screen right now, you guys have seen before many times. Yes, certainly some of the numbers are changing here. I will point to something in particular here. The Oro Valley Country Club drainage improvement. It is going to get funded more than likely. Town manager's office has approved the request. They're asking the stormwater utility to deliver it, so that's kind of a change to the budget. But in essence, we still have roughly the same operating budgets. We're not really adding in a lot of CIP projects. We don't do that very often. So that's really the only change in here that I can really see of substance. Now, when we start to talk about rate increases...
Another question.
Yes. Yeah. Give me a color coding for this. Yellow means we're going to talk about it. Red means we're a deficit in the numbers. Tan. This is a hard thing to.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's quite a Excel spreadsheet here.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at, we've got the current year, which is in green.
Okay.
That's what we're under right now. That's an easy one. Then we forecast it out 5 years from that. So the request specifically, what we're going to ask council to approve, only shows up in 24-25.
Okay.
We do show them all of these forecasted, but none of those are very real till we get there.
Yeah.
So all council will be approving from recommended town manager's budget is just for one fiscal year. So the reality is that's all they look at.
Okay.
$150 million a year for the town.
That's it. They look only at the capital budget.
There is an operating portion, too.
But our concern is, we have to project 5 and 10 years. That's why we have this other list here.
Exactly.
5 and 10 years, because we do not know what may be an unanticipated cost.
Yep.
Okay.
What is highlighted in yellow, Chair Crocker, assumes that we receive some grants or funding sources, really from somewhere else.
Okay.
That is not intended to come out of the stormwater utility budget or from the fee itself.
Okay.
So that's kind of the difference there.
Thank you.
Red, Amy, help me remember, was the red the same way? Red assumes that we're doing grant funding.
Yeah, red was assuming at some point in time, because we're still trying to figure out whether, so the everything in red, we're assuming the FEMA grant. The Oro Valley Country Club, we do now, as of yesterday, that we will be funding the Oro Valley Country Club drainage improvements, but we didn't know.
From Oro Valley.
Yeah,
from the stormwater fee. Yeah. So that is going to be a change, but when we put this up here, we didn't know that.
Okay.
But nonetheless, that is really the intent. The yellow and the highlighted yellow and the red are the same.
Thank you.
We were assuming
the highlighted yellow above, commissioners, just so these are grants that we've applied for or funding that we think we're going to get from other grants or Pima County that we'll put on there that we haven't been awarded yet.
Okay. Correct.
So that's why you've got the other yellow. So if we don't get awarded the money, because those are so large, there's no way we're going to do Highland Wash unless we get federal funds.
Yep.
So So that means they're not encumbered.
That's correct.
You're using all those big words, Gary.
Well, encumbered means it's... I got it. Okay.
We've actually taken money and put it in here.
I assume you know that from business. You know, they always tell you.
I just know dirt.
And, and water, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Another important thing is always to be looking at the bottom lines. This is where we start to get a picture of we're going to be dipping below our reserve funds in the next 3 years.
Thank you. That
so
helps.
We're really going to need to do something, and that includes cutting projects. That includes getting more grant funds somewhere else, asking for more help from somebody else, or generating more revenue ourselves.
Okay.
So the reality is those are pretty much our options. And I don't believe I would not advocate for reducing scope. As Ms. Ramsey just mentioned, there's some projects that the town's been kicking around since the inception of the stormwater utility that still have not been addressed fully yet. So thinking someone else is going to come save the day is probably folly at this point, and we need to be making sure we can do it on our own. Same with some of the other departments in town. There's drainage issues that you would see on this future list that we'll talk about. They're all over the place. And we all are a town. So if they're drainage related, I do not see a reason why the stormwater utility couldn't step in and offer some assistance, even if that means funding. We need to help ourselves out as the town in general. So you'll see some projects in here that are park related or facility related. Or roadway related that, again, really, truly will help the town out. So those need to get funded somehow, some way. So I kind of glossed over this thing, but what you will see, we've got our projects loaded up down below. We've kind of broken this out. Let's start at the top here. We've kind of broken this thing out. We've got our revenue streams up front. So we're projecting out all our ERUs. For simplicity's sake, something really easy to do. You can see these numbers at the top. These represent our ERUs. So just figure it's about 28,000 ERUs. We charge $4.50 per ERU. So at 28,000 ERUs, we're roughly at $1.5 million is what we bring in every year. So that's a real quick, easy way as we start to look at adjustments to the rate. So if we add another dollar to it, it's easy to calculate. 28,000 times a dollar times 12 months, you can quickly see what the yearly cost will be. So for the general public and the lay people, those are nice, easy round numbers to talk about. You know, if we start to get into, I'm going to increase it 15 cents. Let's talk round numbers. We can get to the detail, and we will. But for simplicity's sake, I like to just 28,000 ERUs. We're at 1.5 million right now. How much more might we need? How much might we not need?
In other words, right now, that's a baseline.
Got it.
Yep. And so if we talk about, again, general numbers, $2 an ERU, if we went from $450 to $650, that'd be bringing in about $700,000 a year. So just a kind of milestone or a marker out in the ocean there that gives you an idea of what kind of monies we might bring in. And as Irina can tell us, we have a really good collection rate because we use our water utility to bill for us. People don't want their water turned off, so they tend to pay that bill. So we've got a pretty high collection rate. So when we think about projecting the rates higher, I truly believe we're going to hit 90-plus in payments. 90-plus percent of our accounts will pay. People are good. They pay their bills around here, so that's nice. So I like to keep it pretty high level. But ERUs are up top. We get into our revenue breakdowns here where we add in some other grant fees, some late fees, some interest. Those don't generate a ton of money. Interest is on the money we're just banking. You know, we're making that. Late fees, you guys can see, $300. It's not a lot. We don't bring in a lot of money. So we don't really count on those ones too much. The grant funds and other revenues do make a big deal. But you guys can see our forecasts. They're not going up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on new businesses coming into town or new homes being built. So, you know, we are here with the permitting guys. You would think we'd have a good handle on how many homes are going to be built in the next 6 months or the next year. So we kind of try to forecast that up here. But it doesn't swing our needle much. It's still roughly 1.5 million. So I don't think we can bank on waiting for these houses to get built to make up the shortfall that we're going to see in the next few years. It'll take way too long, trickling up at, what are we looking at, $13,000 a year. And this one's only $2,000. We can't rely on development helping us out. So then we get into expenses.
John, I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, Chair.
So on grant funds, yep. This year we've gotten $210,000 in grants.
Mm-hmm.
$2,800.
These are
next year, maybe not. Why is one red and one's black? That's what confuses me.
Sure. And what I'll tell you, none of these have been guaranteed yet. We've gotten good positive word from the Department of Emergency and Military Affairs, who is getting money from FEMA for these grant funds. It's been over 2 years since we put the application in.
Okay.
And we still have dialogue with those folks, but we have not had a check cut to us or an official approval given to us.
Okay.
I believe, Amy, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of these is Sierra Wash that we were thinking we might go ahead and build it ahead of time, but I really wouldn't advocate for that, mostly because FEMA and DEMA will not reimburse you for expenses you make out ahead of getting their authorization.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So can the Stormwater Utility go out and fund a $280,000 project? Of course. We have the money. Okay. We could go do that. But again, it wouldn't make a lot of sense as we have an application in for grant funding. I don't want to jeopardize that. It's not in a state where we have to jump today.
Okay.
But it is one of those that might be earmarked where if we had to, we can go ahead and fund that and throw the application away.
They're all in yellow. Doesn't matter whether they're red or black.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I mean, those are the font issue here. But nonetheless, all of those are outside funded projects. And we'll see them on the bottom here. So expenses, the last few years, we've been showing you guys the breakdown. I mean, these are all the fees that we have to pay. Administration and financial services. Obviously, we got the finance department helping us out. We talk with the town manager's office a lot. Health clinic, outside reviews. These are our consultants. Drainage reviews, surveys, all those fun things. DCM has a drainage criteria manual. MUDRS feasibility studies. So these are all kind of consultant-related, engineer and architect-driven type things, along with all of our general administration-type services. You know, the legal services, the healthcare stuff, all that fun stuff is floating in here. What I will point out to you, townwide drainage study floating way out in the future, which is really 1, 2, 3, 4, it's only 4 years. We would like to go really evaluate all the floodplains that either we don't have any information on or are woefully outdated. We're talking prior to the 80s would be my direction to the team. Any floodplain that was studied before the 80s, it's time to go back and study it again if it has not been updated. So that's kind of what that line item is looking at. We do have a storm drain assist asset camera condition. It ain't on here right now. We've pushed it off into the 5 to 10 year range. The reason that one is up on here, we haven't looked at the storm drains in every area. We can't get to them. You know, we're talking hundreds of feet of run that we're not going to be belly crawling in to go take a peek at it. So we need to drop in a camera and have the camera basically scope the plumbing to tell us where there might be a plug or where the pipe has gone, and it might just be leaking in the ground. So we want to float that up in the future and have somebody put cameras down there and take a peek. So again, these are all our kind of our study areas, our planning areas, along with all of our admin work. Then we get into vehicles, rentals, postage, you know, membership, all the other fun stuff about being a business, gas, which is really hard to predict, but we try. Zeke's got a pretty good one on that. Bad debt expense, that's write-offs for people that have not paid their bill in ditch town and we can't find them or it's not worth our time to go find them. We do have to write people off, earmarking roughly $2,500 a year. Not terrible, but Rainey can tell you all about that fun stuff. Field supplies. What the heck is field supplies? They're just general necessities you might need out in the field. I don't believe that's clothing. It might be.
Yeah, there's a good
But it's those types of things. You know, boots, hard hats, safety vests.
Gloves.
gloves, measuring tapes, shovels, all the fun stuff, sandbags. Yes, Ms. Ramsey?
Is it concrete? Anything that Sean needs to aid and assist?
Riprap rocks, gabions, all that good stuff.
Like minor maintenance stuff.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Basically for the operations crews to go out and do their jobs, or for us to go do our outreach events. Here's a better breakdown on the admin and financial. This is basically all the departments here in town that do work for the stormwater utility. IT, you can see that though. We don't really pay them too much. It's because we have our own GIS staff. But we do have an INT budget line. It's computers, phones, all that fun stuff, software, all that fun stuff. But direct costs, their staff doesn't really work for stormwater. We've got our own programmers. We've got our own GIS, so that's why you see that one blank. Some other departments and divisions in town actually do have to pay them for GIS services or programming services. So that's kind of the breakdown there. Regulatory and safety, these are our permit fees. Regulatory is a permit to the state. That's our MS4 permit. Safety, we're out doing safety trainings, or we're participating in townwide safety trainings. It's that type of stuff. Software, I mentioned that a little bit. Stormwater ops, not really on here. As they do projects, they bill us, if you will. Like we incur a task or an invoice from them. Where was staffing? Personnel. I kind of glossed over that a little bit for you guys. Yeah, you can see we're paying an awful lot of money for staff here. So that is inclusive of the staff here in the office. There's six of us here. That is inclusive of Amy's time a little bit of Paul Kiesler, the director and the floodplain administrator. It also includes some staff over at the operations building. So I think it averages out, Amy, about 10 people is what we're paying for out of the stormwater fee. So what I do want you guys to remember, some of these are including some benefits, some retirement benefits. So if somebody's making 80 grand in salary, we've got to include all the benefits as well. So that 80,000 is realistically about $130,000 is what you have to pay those people a year. So $1 million divided by 10 is about 100 grand. So seems reasonable. But that's our biggest line item every single year.
Insurance and
exactly. It's your retirement benefit, your health benefits, your coffee benefits, and all those good things come out of that or are rolled into that. But that's a nice, easy way to kind of think about that line item. $1 million, 10 people, about 100 grand a person, inclusive of benefits. So that's rolled up there. So the last area is our CIP. And you guys can see we can forecast vehicles or buildings or equipment, all that good stuff. I believe this particular line item, $350,000. Amy, is that the sweeper
that
Sean
big
wants to get?
Improvements
to do sweep. Yeah. Those things are not cheap. They don't last forever. And as most people can tell you, they see them out there sweeping, particularly after monsoon season. We keep those boys busy. They work really hard, and it's a dirty, dusty business. Those machines need to be cleaned and serviced regularly and replaced. So some people might balk at $350,000 for a piece of equipment. That is the true cost. It's not cheap. So that's loaded up there to see minor assets, the small little things. $6,000 isn't really going to make a difference one way or the other, but those are just some minor assets, again, rocks and dirt and some more repair-type materials there. We get into actually our breakdown of CIP projects now. This is really where we're going to start to see some potential swings, particularly going forward. Any rainstorm has the potential to create a new CIP. We can anticipate that. We're showing some old projects on here. I probably do need to take these out.
Another question, just for your...
Chair Crocker.
So the townwide drainage projects... It's the stuff below it.
That's correct.
Okay. that's what's going on.
Let's add that up here. So I want to correct that statement a little bit. Townwide drainage projects tracking along the bottom here. So I believe that is an additive because we're at $4 million here.
No.
It's not in that line item, so we need to roll it up.
Chair Crocker was correct.
$4 million here.
Yeah.
So it's adding up. And we've also got our total capital outlay here, which I think is taking into account, Amy, if I'm wrong, 443. It's going to be 70, 83.
Okay. No, it was a little confusing to me at the bottom lines on the top.
I don't know. Those are Excel spreadsheets. I got you. Okay. So, nonetheless, obviously these future things are in flux. We can't substitute. We can't push off. And more than likely, a lot of these grant-funded projects will continue to move into the future until we get word, yes, we're sending you money. Get going. And as I mentioned, we can always insert more in here. And we will need to at some point in time. But this is our best guess for now. And as Amy mentioned earlier, along with the future projects, I want to make sure we have discussions on all of these ones that are going forward as well. Oro Valley Country Club, and when we finish the design, I'm going to put that in front of you guys. Highlands Wash, we probably should be bringing that one up. So it's been a while that we've seen the details. I want you guys to see the design, what we're proposing, so we should bring that one up in front of you.
Is the Oro Valley Country Club the one we saw the flooding?
The flooding, on the road.
Past year.
Yep. That is true. And some of these, too, will make the field trip in October. We'll go out and see some of these areas here. Mutter's Construction, that's another one up off the top here. We're out to doing sediment control, but there's more work that will need to be done. We need to build up the banks to control the flooding out in there. So,
that would be a great thing to go see the actual projects. We're talking about funding.
Agreed.
Field trip.
Yeah. Agreed. Because last year we went off out of town boundary, if you will, which is fun to see that too.
That was great.
As
we went and saw
the projects.
Several places.
But, and some of those actually have been repaired since we were out there. And that's really the intent, to show you some things that we need to go fix, some things that we just recently did fix, and then just some other areas of interest in the town. Well, the town's doing a lot of interesting projects, and a lot of them have drainage components. So.
Sure. No, I just think if we're going to try to justify a budget, we need to understand what that project is correcting.
Oh, we'll get you down there. Okay. 2 years ago, he had us walking down into the...
That's right. We're going to take you right into the sandy
right
bottom.
Rich, do you have
your boots?
Commissioner Dickens?
Yes, Commissioner Hawkinson.
Yeah, go back in history a bit here. When this plan for stormwater quality was first put in place, it was geared to the EPA's requirements of the communities to meet certain water quality goals that EPA mandated of small communities.
Yep.
And it was about $2.90 a square foot, their ERU.
Yep.
And it went up from there. But in that time, the costs for doing the EPA's plan, a lot of them have been met, setting the programs up in place. They've been made more efficient by the programs that towns put in place, and the reporting that's done, and at the same time, it's come to the town's attention that other aspects of drainage, the hydraulics, the erosion, the welfare of residents' properties from being eroded are also important. And I think that if not that it's got to be spelled out on paper, but it'd be a good thing to have in a back pocket for discussion. How the town has managed the program from the get-go, and in terms of personnel needs, who was what was going on first, how the personnel needs have been redirected to meet today's needs better, maybe reducing some of the initial requirements that were there to meet the EPA's recommendations, so that it looks like the town is really changed with the needs of what water quality and stormwater runoff require today, than just assuming that we set a staff up initially. That staff is still around doing something, but not what kind of contribution are they making to today's program?
Yeah. And I thank you for that information, Rich, Commissioner Hawkins. It's important for us, and even for somebody who wasn't here when it started, it's important to remember where we did start and why we started. And to let people know we're still not done with that work, although we've made a tremendous headway toward it. That data needs to continue to be managed. We still have to go back out and inspect. It doesn't matter that it was good once. Well, that's fine. You got to keep going out and making sure it's still acceptable and you're not causing any harm. So I really want people to understand these are not one-time tasks. You know, even the CIP projects we talk about, you know, a lot of these will come back for repair. A lot of these are coming back for repair. We don't go away. This isn't you build the road and you leave town. We constantly need to go back out and monitor and potentially upgrade and improve. But going back in time, Rich, it's important for these people to understand why it was the stormwater utility was created, but the evolution of the utility itself and the state and the federal government in and of itself. Once you find something, well, what are you going to do about that? Well, that's not our job. It kind of is. What are you going to do about that? So just to see the stormwater utility and public works evolve over time to become what we are today and hopefully where we'll be in the future is an important story to tell. So we'll make sure we catalog that and push the report in front of you guys for a recommendation to go up. That's really what you guys' role will be. Help us formulate the plan, and we'll put the plan together, give us feedback on the plan, and go. Right now, because I think this is a pretty good spot dealing with CIP projects, Gary, can you let us know a little bit about the research you've been doing and what numbers you've been finding?
Okay. First of all, I'm not a bean counter. I'm not an accountant or anything like that. I'm trained both in planning and then in finance to do CIPs, capital budgets, how taxes are used to pay for them. So that means I have to look not only what we're doing now and what we have to maintain, but what we have to look at in the future.
Yeah.
I have to understand where my training, which I've done as a consultant for years for towns, is I would tell them that I have to be aware of issues like how much it's going to cost you 5 years from now. Your project might be, you might be planning a project 5 years, but what is it going to happen? For the last 10 or 12 years, we were very, very fortunate because we had almost a zero inflation because the government printed money. Basically, that's what it did. It bought back things, and now we have a huge debt, okay? And no one's talking about it. I'm not going to even get into it. But the point is, that's what they're really handling right now, COVID created this situation where we had an inflationary that was 11 or 12%. That's the reality. So that meant whatever you paid for a year ago was 11% more this year. And it gets compounded, okay? However, they have controlled it. Now, they talk about 2%. It's never going to happen, 2%. We used to operate. Think about all of us. We're all about the same age when we were growing up. Not you, John. But the rest of us. Not you ladies. But us guys. And we lived pretty well on 5%. That's what we had, an inflationary rate of 5%. And we did very well on that for years and years and years. Okay? Government say they want to bring it down to 2%. It's never going to happen. Right now it's 3.2%. As of today, I checked with the Fed Reserve, 3.2%. And that's pretty good. Yep. How, what they have done is to try to keep that control without trying to cut interest rates and everything, is they raised housing.
Yeah, raise the costs.
And that's cooling the economy a little bit. It's going to cool the economy. Now you got a problem. I'm talking now in a macro approach, but then I'm going to get into this. Is that the problem is the following. You got stockbrokers who want you to cut interest rates, you know, because they can sell stock, you know. You got all those guys. You got economists, which I was somewhat trained as, who will, they look at the big picture. And the big picture is we got a debt that is outrageous. And it's going to come due sometime, maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now. But it's going to come down the pike. So they're trying to deal with that. They're trying to focus on that. And that's why they're trying to maintain this. They keep talking about 2%. We'll be very pleased if we can continue. I think we could be pleased, and I'm conservative about it, about 4% inflationary rate. Between 3.2% and 4%. The Federal Reserve has done a hell of a good job to trying to maintain it, okay? So with that, that's what we have to play around with. Yep. We have to realize that, yeah, we had this big jump, and it's going to stay there. It's not going to go down. That means maybe gas will go down a little bit, maybe your food, but basically your eggs are going to be what it is today. Some of them. Your bread, so forth. That's where we're living. We're going to be living. That's where we are. I don't care what the politicians are telling us. That's where it happened. Most economists say that, talk about it in that way. So that's what we got to play with. So that's the problem. The first thing you think about is what might be it, our inflation, and how much is it going to cost us for a project today we're thinking is $500,000. What is it going to be 3 years from now? That's the issue. What is it going to be 3 years?
That's exactly
what we're
trying to forecast.
John's talking about. Now, there's a problem with that. Right now, we've been living, and we have used this $4.50 per month, each month, and that comes out $45 to $50 a year. I wish we could.
$36.50.
Yeah, I wish we could turn this off, but we can't.
For the year, $54.
What happens is if you talk $2 next year, or $3 next year, which would cover possibly a cost 5 years from now, for one of these major projects, people are going to go screaming and yelling because they don't understand why we have to do that.
Sure.
So we're going to have to do it in incrementals. You cannot just jump because we're not the only ones facing this. Water utilities are facing
it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere in the whole town. So the local homeowner is going to say, what the hell is going on? I'm paying now $15, $20 more than I did a year ago. Because they don't understand each department's doing. The other issue we have here is that we do a lot of tandem projects. John doesn't explain it that way, but he has to work with road crews, he has to work with the other things, and if you're going to build a new drainage box, you're working with someone else, and they have costs too. So we have all these problems. It's a very complex situation. So what we have to do, approach this kind of politically, is that we have to, which we're starting with your news part of the newsletter, what we're doing, how we're doing, and what are the projects, and the fact that we're saying, well, 2 years from now we have to do this, 3 years from now we have to do that, so forth. By doing that, we're showing, and then what we have done. The other issue is, as Richard Commissioner Hawkinson pointed out, is that we had an original commitment. We've been following that commitment, but since then, we got involved in other things. We have to, because they're there. You build a road or you build a drainage system, it's there, and you've got to maintain it.
Yep.
And as long as we keep growing for the past 50 years, we have assumed more and more responsibilities.
Agreed.
And they don't go away.
No.
Yeah. And we cannot ignore them. Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, since we got some people, does the town basically say to people, assume some inflation rate for your budget, or does each does each department do that? I mean, I was in the federal government, and that was sort of it. Yeah, just assume 4% this thing. You know, follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the town politics.
Amy, could you speak to that a little bit?
Commissioners, it's very interesting. So for this particular model, I can change the inflation rate, but it's at 3%. I've seen models, I've seen work with the arcade and stuff, where they leave a flat rate and they leave it all, everything in today's dollars.
Oof.
And they assume today's dollars, and then every year that you're planning, you adjust. I think we missed the mark by doing that.
Okay.
But my crystal ball is probably as muddy as everybody else's in this, where inflation is. But for this particular model that we're creating for you, we put it at 3, but we can adjust it.
Okay.
We could put it at 8 and see what happens, and then we might as well walk out.
Well,
yeah, but I think it's, because this is a flat rate, we're not consuming anything. It's by households. Our rate is a little bit different. So
okay.
I think we need to assume some level of inflation, because hopefully the town staff will continue to get raises. Price and cost of goods, gasoline are going to continue to go up. Materials are going to go up. We've got to have some type of inflation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you notice, when you go to the grocery store, what do they do? They raise it from $1.99 to $2.09. They don't have any rationale for doing that.
Commissioner Mattson, they give you coupons.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to know, that we weren't beating a dead horse.
Fed.
Correct, or that we're even thinking about it.
That's what I was trying to emphasize.
We are trying to forecast out in the future, and some of these really don't have any flex. Gas is gas,
and
we have zero control of that. Where we do have some control are these projects.
The staging of the project, the cost of the project.
Correct, or cost sharing even. We will continue to go out and ask for help and go seek out grant funds.
Uh-oh.
We killed the TV. We will continue to do that regardless of if the public allows us to raise or lower the rates. We're going to continue to go look for those opportunities.
Commissioner Hawkins has a question.
Commissioner Hawkinson. Yes, sir.
As an example, and you mentioned the street sweeping.
Yep.
The town did street sweeping before stormwater came along. Maybe not as good a job, but as they do now. But of that money that stormwater contributes to street sweepers, how much of that is that all of the town's budget for the sweepers, or is it split between public works and stormwater?
So, Commissioner Hawkins, the $350 we put that all, because it meets our MS4, into stormwater. But the labor behind that and the fleet maintenance, we slice the operations a little bit into operations and stormwater. But the unit itself, the equipment, we budget 100% into stormwater.
Okay.
That's why you're seeing that 350, so like 280 to 350 somewhere else.
And I will speak to that a little bit as well, Rich. We did actually solicit PAG and the state of Arizona for grant fundings for a street sweeper. There are programs for it. The current word back from at least PAG, Tucson's not dirty enough to qualify for those grant funds, which seems otherworldly to me, but they send the money up to Phoenix because it's a little more polluted up there. But we have petitioned ADEQ to see if they've got grant monies available for us. again, we just won't stop overturning rocks to go find those nickels. But I believe, Commissioner Hawkins, and where you're driving with that, can other people or other departments or other agencies help fund some of these things? And I would say it's not just from equipment either. It's those projects down below. Are there cost-sharing mechanisms in here? As Commissioner Mattson brought up, there's a good chance a lot of these cross under or through a road. Can we realize some economies of scale by going out at the same time, by partnering up with our other departments and divisions, saying, hey, you got a project in the same area, so do I. Maybe we get one contractor to do it all and save on the mobilization fees. Well, I don't know. Or buying more in bulk, maybe the unit prices come down. You know, it's not something foreign to public agencies.
Sure.
So we're going to continue to search out those
opportunities. And the town is small enough that we could do it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it certainly is.
John, where do we need to go? Is Gary still up? Gary, more to talk? Or, well, we give some guidance here.
From this point on, John, what little conversation we had yesterday, we talked about the possibility of looking at those projects and how we would sequence them.
Yep.
Okay. And how that would impact our rate structure. And
right.
I think that's where we have to... And that's where the engineering and public works gets together and tells us what they think the priorities are and what year it's feasible.
Commissioner Mattson, you're spot on. Is what we've given you is kind of a list vetted through the public works director's office and shared with the town managers. But we have not really vetted that to say, hey, this one would be better in year three because these other people are going out at the same time and those projects are cohesive units.
And we
will
see
some savings there. We'll piggyback and we'll make it work much more effectively and maybe cost effectively as well. So those are the things we haven't shared yet, Chair Crocker.
Okay.
But we need to get those in your hands.
Okay.
You guys need to have a sense for what our priorities might be and really what the best strategy to deliver those might be as well. And then the overall dollar amount. What are we really looking for so that we know what to go ask for? So let's dive into that unless somebody else has got more questions on this. I will tell you, we will bring this back once it's approved from town council. We will update it to reflect what they actually did approve and come back and share that with you guys so you have the latest and greatest.
Commissioners,
this is always in flux.
We will also bring you, because this is the one, this is similar to the one we showed you last time. We'll project out 10 years. You want a 10-year horizon on the next? Yeah, because John gave us this long list. So we'll project out 10 years. We'll clean up all the numbers for you, and we'll bring it back. Because as he showed you on that, because of the two projects we have this year, a rate review, a rate increase is imminent because we will go under the required thing if we do not get a rate review by 2026.
And again, that's inclusive of outside funding sources. We're still going to go below.
We cannot count on it. The state can't count on it.
And as Commissioner Mattson said, those problems don't go away.
Yeah.
We can't just bury our head and, well, I hope it doesn't flood. I'm like, well, it might if you don't do anything. Let's roll through some of these proposed projects. I'll let you guys know what they are so you're somewhat armed with it. We'll have a little bit of discussion, but this is really where our staff is going to hammer down, generating a more developed scope and a cost estimate.
If you're having a meeting, John, sometime, I would love to be there.
Sure.
I could make time to be there and spend, say,
I'll
a day or whatever, a couple of hours you guys are going to be going over this.
Yeah, that
maybe
would
I can give you some insight.
We could, commissioners. We've done this in prior. The last rate increase we had. Take a minute to go see them. As they break these down, have subcommittee meetings with you guys so you have a better understanding of what the... I mean, I'd love to do that, too, because I sometimes don't understand. What are you talking about? And we had, we had subcommittee meetings because it's too hard in this,
yes,
in this forum to do that. So we set aside time just to do rate information.
But I will tell you guys, typically not a ton of things to talk about, so we can dominate as we are today, dominate the meeting with this topic, because this really is the most important thing from my perspective to get done. So let's just roll through this a bit so you guys have an idea. Rancho Catalina wash sediment vegetation management. Rancho Catalina is a subdivision on the east side of Oracle. I
think it's about the Hardy alignment, but a really old subdivision with a natural wash trucking through the middle. We got to get in there and clean the sand up and manage that, similar to you guys' place over there. Shadow Mountain Estates, that's directly south of Calle Concordia. Same setup, older neighborhood. The washes need to be managed and taken care of. So that's on the list. CDO wash sediment vegetation management. You guys all know the CDO wash. It's time for that thing to get some love. The county right now, we had them in the other month talking about raising the bank protection up. Well, what about the sand and vegetation in the channel? It's time. So we're going to hit up Pima County to help us out deal with that. Montara Knolls / Montara Ridge, wash sediment and vegetation management. That's on the east side of Naranja Park over in the Montara Knolls and Ridge subdivisions. Tons of vegetation is growing up. And we're talking big trees. It's time to get in there and thin it out, make sure the water can flow through there. Oro Valley Drive, that's the one at the country club that you guys saw. We are taking care of that one, but hadn't exactly been finalized yet, so it's a future project. Culvert sediment and vegetation management, that is a generic maintenance task that is only going to increase. Basically, we're going into existing culverts and blowing them out, cleaning them up, making sure they can actually run. So pretty straightforward. Storm drain survey, we talked a little bit about that, putting in cameras underneath these large roadways that we physically can't see. We got to go camera those. Pretty straightforward. Townwide floodplain study, I mentioned a little bit about that. Update some of the old studies, go into more detail into the Carmack wash study, Naranja Park basin study. We know we've got drainage issues out there that they won't be able to take care of with the current phase of work. We're going to come in and help the Parks Department out and give them some solution sets they can start putting toward making that better. Pegler Wash, which is down on the south side of town here, about the cool drive area or cool drive alignment in Oracle Road. We need to get in there and study the upper watershed. We've never done it. We don't know what's happening in Suffolk Hills. We need to know. Asset inspection, automation, integration with Pima County Rain Gauge. That's a process improvement. We're trying to work with our partners at Pima County and making sure when rain falls, we get the alerts, we get triggered, we can put the word out to our folks. So enhanced relationships with Pima County Flood Control. Mudder's Wash flood wall, I mentioned that a little bit. We need to get into the Mudder's Wash and make sure we've got enough capacity to keep that water in the channel and not spilling out into the townhomes. Sierra Wash is on our list. We did the one at Naranja last year? The year before? I think it was last year. We need to hit Glover and Via Mandarina with the same type of treatment, so that's on there. Highlands Wash Improvements, that's what these guys came to hear, and I'm only going to say it's still on our list. But we do owe an update with a plan on that one, but that one made the list. We need to get in there and do something about that main channel wash. Conquistador Golf Course, hole 1, 4, and 6, that's in Rich's neighborhood here. Those have got some severe drainage issues for the town and our golf operator, Indigo Golf. So we need to get there and come up with some alternatives to make sure the erosion mitigates, doesn't impact people's homes or the golf infrastructure itself. So we've identified 3 holes that we need to get in and do some work on. Same with Kenyatta Course, which is on the east side of La Kenyatta. Hole 12 fronts the CDO wash. Every time that thing rains hard, not to overflow the channel, but I'd say about a 10-year storm, it's popping into the golf course. Sand's everywhere. It's a mess. It costs the town a lot of money to get that sand out of there. I'd like to keep it in the channel. So we're going to reach out to our partners at Pima County, see if they can help us out at hole 12. Hole 16 is private drainage channels coming through the subdivision. There's some erosion issues happening along those channels on the golf course. We need to get in and fix that. It also has a wash just cutting right through the golf course itself that's uncontrolled. We need to get in and manage that a little better. And then Push Ridge Golf Course, you may have heard about the bridge that's being replaced. That's coming out of the community center fund. There's some erosion happening on that particular hole that we want to get in and make sure we are part of the solution set and potentially the funding for that as well. So that's kind of what we've got for right now. Yep, I'm at the bottom of the list. This will be
a living document. And obviously, this is not set in stone by any stretch of the imagination, but this was our best guess for what we've been doing the last couple of years and hearing back from our colleagues and partners here in the town. This is what we're going to set out to do with a potential rate increase. So we owe you a more defined scope, inclusive of a today's dollar estimate, that we will need some help in thinking about in the next 10 years what it might cost. It scares me how much those might cost, but we need to know. We need to try. So are there any questions with these particular projects at this point?
It's not at this point.
Okay. Again, what I'd like to do is come up with an exhibit with locations of those, scopes of those, projected estimates for you guys, so you can digest it as we continue to look at this stormwater rate in anticipation of some sort of adjustment to it.
Commissioners will also reach out in that same rate while we do it. You saw golf courses. The Naranja Park isn't on there yet. One of the things we've also decided on, I think internally, is while you might see the golf courses and the holes, the bridge, for instance, it's on here. Our stormwater management crew is the staff that's managing that project, because honestly, the engineers we have in that division are the foremost experts in what we're trying to do.
Sure.
So they're going to do that, but the funding comes from a different division.
Sure.
So when we evaluate, when we evaluate, we want them to do, once Naranja's done, the new park, we still have issues. We want them to do a study. So there's things that they'll study and that we'll put on this list that they may manage, and we might have to just ask, knock on a couple other doors for funding.
Okay.
But we've got the expertise with the hiring we've done over the last 5 years in that division to get the projects done correctly, and we're going to use them and utilize them to the best of the town.
And I think what would be nice for the public and for the commission here, I want to try to break these out into categories for people. So we really start to understand, are you actually building something new? Are you repairing something old?
Mm-hmm.
Are we just studying it?
Yes, that would be important.
I want you guys to have a full appreciation, because some of these might turn into a heck of a lot more projects. Some of them might not turn into anything. You guys need to have an appreciation. Is this a today's cost in today's scope of work? Will it trigger more work in the future? Is this just phase one or part one? We're going to continue to add more to it. So I feel we owe you guys that bit of information. So we're armed and ready to go. If Carmack Wash Basin Study turns into $40 million worth of work, we need to know that. And we need to know that we probably can't fund it. We better go start asking for money in a hurry.
Yeah.
So I will try to put that as part of the package as well. Really, to Amy's point, like Naranja Park, I want to make sure if we have a sense it's getting funded, the actual construction will be funded by others.
Yes.
Or we have a good opportunity or feeling for others to fund it. Up here, too. I just mentioned it. Can you have a segment walk? I want to let you guys know, hey, I really do believe someone's going to help us out with that. Or we're going to try really hard to go get some grant funding and offset the cost of the stormwater itself.
Yeah, John, how you described it, so in the military, well, how is it? So it'd be new construction, maintenance and operation, repair, and then studies. So that could be one column. And then the other one is, where is that money potential? Like golf course, it should be like, you're going to do the study, Parks and Rec should be paying for the construction. So that's where I'm trying to get
at. Yeah.
Yeah, have a description for where the funding might come from.
Yes, that'd be real.
I think that'd be a nice
part
of the
write-up. Partnerships, in a sense.
Yes, because there are lots of opportunities, and I feel we do a good job with it, but we can't stop. We've got to keep doing it.
Yep.
Otherwise, we're going to be asking for 10
bucks. And it's important for the public to understand that.
Yeah. And to be shown that we actually do have success. Look, here's some pictures from Pima County doing work in your backyard. So, which again, I mentioned earlier, they're going to be starting here in a couple of weeks. We will make sure to document that and show that to you guys.
Okay. Do we have any further questions at this time? No. Let's move to adjournment. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
Sure. I move to
adjourn. Can I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved. We are adjourned.